If you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio.
All right, welcome to Witch Police Radio. I'm here with a guest who was on an episode of the podcast many years ago, but it was with a different project. And so this is your first time on the show talking about what we're going to be talking about today. So I think the best way to start this off is if you want to introduce yourself and give a bit of background about what you do as an artist.
Absolutely. I'm Heather. I'm a singer, songwriter. I used to be in a band called Atlas, which was like kind of an electro pop band. Now I have a solo project called Diaphony that's very much more of like the folk singer-songwriter genre, very acoustic guitar, and then just my voice and some harmonies, and very special. That's what I'm doing musically. Yeah.
Cool. I think, yeah, like when I first heard this project, I had heard Atlas before, and I was expecting more of the same, but this is definitely, like you said, it's a lot sparser, I guess, instrumentally, and the vocals are obviously the focal point, but the folk vibe is definitely there. I know you've been doing this for a few years now as Diaphony, but what is what sparked sort of the change in tone of the music you're making?
I had been feeling a little burnt out with Atlas for a little while. I think it was a mix of things. The last tour that we did, I was just sick, so sick from beginning to end. It was so expensive, and I was just feeling like it wasn't resonating with me anymore musically, and I was feeling like I was kind of stuck in this box.
Okay.
The pandemic hit, and I was by myself, didn't have a band, and I had already like kind of decided to put a pause on Atlas, but it just came up very organically. I was talking with a friend of mine, Matt Dirks, and just saying how I wanted to do something really just relaxed musically. Yeah. Just do something, a collaboration with people.
Since the pandemic, I've been talking to obviously lots of different artists, different styles of music, different size of success and things like that, and it seems like there's one of two ways the pandemic went for people. Either they were extremely creative and used the time to do new things and record and write, or they were completely blocked and found it very difficult to make anything during that time. And it sounds like from what you're saying, you were the former. You were able to use that time to do something creative.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a defense mechanism almost, just like seeking out something to make things a little more manageable, more bearable at the time. It was, obviously a really tough time for everyone. And
yeah.
Lots of people going through stuff. I was just looking for some solace, kind of. My friend Matt wanted to collaborate with me, and he brought in his friend Ellis, who I hadn't met before. And they just went out to their cabin and recorded a little duo of them playing guitar and sent it to me. And I wrote a song, and it ended up being my first song that I put out, Something Better.
Okay.
And it felt so natural, and it was so, it felt like exactly what I was supposed to be doing at the time. So I just thought I would run with it. And so far, everything's gone pretty great.
Was that something you were doing before, even before Atlas? Like, had you been doing acoustic stuff and more sort of the mellow, vibe, or is this actually a new thing for you?
Yeah, I grew up singing with my dad, and it was always acoustic covers. Eric Clapton songs and like old blues songs, and Eva Cassidy and Bruce Coburn and like all sorts of, yeah, old acoustic guitar music, basically. Cool. A lot of it.
So that,
so I felt like I was going back to my roots a little bit.
Yeah, and I guess a cool thing too is that like this style definitely, not that Atlas didn't, but this style definitely highlights your voice more and puts it more in the forefront because there's less sort of other things happening, right? It's very, very much guitar, vocals, and they're both very sort of prominently featured. Do you have to, and I don't want to talk about the difference between this and Atlas the whole time, but do you have to like change the way that you approach singing to get into this setting versus how you were with maybe, I don't know if noisier is the right word, but more, I don't know if you know how to describe it, but yeah, your previous band was very different than this in terms of the amount of stuff happening and the types of instrumentation used.
Definitely. Yeah, it is a different mindset. It took a little bit of time for me to get used to singing with like the nuance that people could hear.
Yeah.
Because I was to do that with Atlas, but it was almost like people weren't hearing what I was trying to get across because the music was so so vast and loud. And yeah, it wasn't like quite the right atmosphere for what my voice, like, I think is meant to do.
Yeah.
And it feels like it slots way more naturally into a more quiet project like this. Not to say I don't want to do more loud or upbeat, like full band orchestra, I don't know. But yeah, I want to go a little further, but I think it really fits in this kind of like really intimate place that it's in right now.
Does it give you the opportunity, or has this sort of given you opportunity to approach songwriting in a more intimate way? Like, I mean, do you feel like because you're more directly speaking or singing to the listener, does it give you an opportunity to be more personal and be more sort of yourself when you're delivering the songs?
Definitely. I think even just, I think with pop, indie pop, electro pop, whatever, it can't be too wordy, right? Because you have to be able to understand the lyrics over the music. It's more about the feeling. Definitely there's a lot more vulnerability with the music that I'm playing now, I think. Writing about things that I haven't written about before and trying to come from a really genuine and like honest place and like just kind of it's a little different and there's a little bit more creative freedom because I could write a straight ahead song that has a beginning, middle and end, or I could write like a song like my first single off the EP that's coming out that has just like two pieces and then a little guitar solo in the middle that doesn't, there's no chorus, there's no nothing repeated.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense because with the pop stuff, you need the part where people can dance, right? That's not really a consideration when you're doing something, something softer and more folky and more acoustic.
Yeah, and I think with Atlas, like, the best I could get was, like, a soft sway from the audience. And I'm like, yeah, I could try something different. Maybe I'm meant for a sit-down audience. I think I
am. Yeah, yeah. So that's like, that's the last thing I want to ask about Atlas, because I don't want to spend the whole time comparing the two of them. But so this EP, what can you tell me about it? When did you start writing these songs? Because the reason I ask this is because a lot of people coming out of the pandemic have had songs that they've sort of been holding on to for a while and are sort of only now in 2023, 24 getting them out there. Are these older songs or is this all kind of very recent stuff?
Yeah, it's all pretty recent. A lot of it was written collaboratively with Matt Dirksen and my actual collaborator right now, Ellis.
Okay.
Ellis T. And a lot of it was, I did quite a few like song every week clubs over the last couple of years. So I have quite a bit of material from that. I think one or two of the songs might have come out of one of those. We recorded this 2 years ago. So it's been kind of a while since we recorded it. All the songs were written in like a 2 year period, I would say.
Okay.
And then, yeah, stuff life happens, right? And then it takes a little while to get out. But I'm really excited that it's coming out now.
Yeah, it's cool that it's finally going to be heard by, but that's the point of doing it, right? Is you want people to hear it. Did these songs, do they feel old to you at all now at this point? I mean, because you've spent so much time sort of leading up to this, or, I mean, I know they're fresh to the listeners, which is a good place to be, but like, do you feel like your writing or your style has changed sort of in the time from when these were written and recorded to now?
Honestly, I'm really proud of what I did on the EP. I really like the writing, and I was really honest with myself, and I think that there's songs that, like, I think the best the best thing that can happen to a song is for someone to interpret it in their own way and to take it, like, take examples into their own life and kind of figure out their own meaning. But yeah, the songs are all super meaningful to me. And I think with writing, there's, you're always going to try, you're always going to like your new song best, I feel. That's kind of the progression of writing. So it's kind of like about letting go of the ego and more talking about, like, what story do I want to tell with these songs? Because after a certain point, you write so many songs that you might have a little bit less, like, loyalty to one or another.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, they're all great. I love them all equally. They're all my children. And it's kind of just picking the ones that is going to maybe make the best family.
It's an interesting analogy for it. So I guess, I mean, using that same family analogy, how do you choose which child to give away? Like, I mean, what determines, what makes a song, you know, like you said, you've been doing all these song week things, you have a lot of material. How do you decide which songs are the ones that you want to release, like, on this EP? What makes a song of yours stand out to you enough that you think, okay, this is one that I actually want to put out there and let people hear?
Well, up to now, I've been playing them live. So just kind of feeling how it feels in the room has been really helpful to me to kind of, like, what feels like it's catching energy and, like, how people are listening and people are caring about this. So it's been great. I'll probably do something a little different the next time we release music and not play all the songs in advance. But yeah, that's been a really good, like, little focus group with my audiences, just kind of figuring out what people are liking. So that is helpful. And then also it's kind of like, what feels timeless to me? What can I perform? Because it is like you're singing the same song all the time and you can get a little bit, I wouldn't say tired because I love all my work, but it's easy to kind of lose the inspiration behind it when you're just kind of no longer in the moment you were when you wrote it.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but I've been thinking about something similar to that. Whenever I see a band that's been around for a long time, they've been around 15 years, 20 years, and everyone is waiting for them to play one song that they've probably played every night of their lives for that the entire 15-year period, I often wonder the same thing. Like, does it mean anything to them anymore? Do they have any connection to where they were when they wrote it? Because, I mean, a lot of the time it's a fluke that one song or another becomes popular. And it's not really a question. It's just a thing that I've noticed when I go to shows. The anticipation in the crowd to hear this one thing that they probably played so many times that they can do it in their sleep.
Absolutely. And people can tell when you're not, like, in the moment with the song. No matter how big or small the crowd is, I think you can see when someone feels really connected to the music. Like, I think as an artist, a professional artist, you have to kind of find ways to make it new for yourself and make it fun for yourself. And that's, like, the only way to do it if you want to keep playing the songs that people love.
Well, I think that the distinction of being a professional artist, it is different than someone who's just doing it for fun, because they don't have the same pressures, right? They don't have the same, they can really do whatever they want, and it doesn't necessarily matter if anyone enjoys it or not. They can go as crazy far in left field as they want to with a song and totally change it. But yeah, I mean, if you're doing it with an audience that's sort of been following you and wants to hear certain things, there's expectations, right?
Yeah. Not to bring it back to Atlas.
Go for it.
But so the Atlas EP, the last one, I didn't want to put love song. What was it? Which one? I didn't want to put Moontown on the EP, and it's like everybody's favorite song. And I was just like, I hate this song. I'm sick of it. It's boring. And then my band was like, no, you have to put this on the album, and it has to be there. And, like, through that process, I learned to love it again. And then it became, like, one of my favorite songs to play after the EP came out. It was just like, yeah, it was cool. It was cool to see that, like, I have the ability to kind of, like, I don't have to drop something just because I'm bored with it. That's not, like, really what music as a professional musician is about. It's about, like, serving the audience and then finding a way to thrive within that. For me, that's what it is for me.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of looking at it. I think probably a lot of people would agree with that too, for sure.
Thank you. tinkles at the woodbine, dancing in a grapevine, taking boys that are not mine. Circling the goodwill, trying to find a spot that's free. I keep looking until City Hall, Central Park, solid gold. Every stop sign, trying to make the garbage hill climb. Red wine by the riverside. Cross the bridge when we get there. Maybe climb the fire escape. Anything to get away. City Hall, Central Park, solid gold. Sherbrooke, maybe hit a karaoke bar. We don't have to go too far. Don't you know this is woofer? No one ever calls a chauffeur, and it all becomes a blur. City Hall, Central Park, solid gold. After dark. City Hall, Central Park, solid gold.
When can people hear this EP? I mean, I know it's coming out. The other thing is, this is a podcast. Someone could hear it a year from now. They could hear it 2 years from now. Apparently, I'm never stopping doing the show. So it'll exist somewhere in the ether. But if someone's listening when it comes out, you know, in the very near future, when is the record coming out? How can people hear it?
It is coming out next Wednesday, September 18th, or maybe last Wednesday. Who knows?
Depending when you hear this. Yeah.
And you can listen to it on every streaming platform. You can find it me on TikTok. I'm doing weird little things there. Instagram, I'll be linking to it there. So if you follow me there, I'll tell you where it is. Yeah. If you just search my name, Diaphany, you'll find it.
Cool.
Yeah. And you can buy it. I think you can buy it somewhere, probably Bandcamp. Bandcamp is where you can buy it on Wednesday.
Awesome. And then you have a tour coming up to support this record.
Yes.
Where are you going? And as it, when was the last time you toured? Has it been recently, or is this sort of a long time in the making?
This is the first tour that I've done since 2018.
Oh, so yeah, this whole time.
I'm kind of nervous. Yeah, I was actually planning to go on tour in the summer of 2020, and that didn't happen, obviously. But so, yeah, it's been a while. So I'm a little nervous. I'm excited. It's just a short little one because I wanted to kind of test the waters and see how it feels to be on the road and kind of what people out there are thinking.
Yeah.
They're kind of come out and see me, you know, like see what's out there.
It must be easier to tour with this sort of configuration of a band you have, right? I mean, is it just you and a guitarist? Is that sort of the mode?
Yeah, it's just me and Alice. Yeah, it's super easy. We've done a tiny bit of travel. Like, we went to Reeperbahn in 2022 and from Montreal, but that's like the only time we went out of the province so far. So I think we're going to be going through like four or five provinces together, and it's going to be a bonding experience. I'm very excited.
Cool. And then you guys get to see sort of the new reactions to these songs in every city, right? Because you haven't been on tour for a number of years now. So this is going to be probably a first for you to play these for any of these people on this tour.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm really excited. I'm scared. Every emotion, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good way to be before, right? I mean, you don't want to be just, oh, I'm doing this again. it's at least at least you can have that excitement of it being fresh for people.
Yeah, totally.
When do you leave for tour? Like how long is the? At least it was just a short little trip, but what's sort of the timeline of your touring?
September 20th is my first date, and 28th is my last date.
Oh, that's it. It's nice and short.
Yes.
Cool.
Very sweet little 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, whatever it is.
A bunch of
it's
days.
Short.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so once this is done, once the EP is out and the tour is over, I mean, obviously you're still going to play shows and play these songs at those shows, but how quickly are you planning on doing new music now? I mean, I know that there's been a big lead up to this. It's going to be probably a relief to have this out in the world and people can finally hear it and everything, but are you hoping to just get right into new songs, or do you already have new songs that you've been working on sort of for whatever the next project is?
Yeah, I have like a bunch of things lined up for after the EP release. So I have a few live videos coming out of some of the songs. I might be doing like a full band version of one of the songs.
Cool.
And I'm doing a collaboration with an artist that I won't say yet. I don't think it's announced yet. And we have like a couple new songs that we want to record this winter, so maybe see what happens there.
Cool.
I have some things coming out. I have some new merch coming I'm very excited about.
That's awesome.
Can't wait
to
sell
some. Is that for the tour, like to bring with you on tour?
It's going to be after the tour.
Cool. And then I guess the best way for people to find merch, I imagine just all the places you mentioned earlier, Instagram, Bandcamp, things like that. Is that the best way to get in touch with you for if they want to buy some merch?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have some kind of little store set up online fairly soon, but it's not up yet. So if you want to buy something from me, DM me with your t-shirt size and I will see what I have.
Awesome. Cool.
Be so uncertain and poor.
curtain on so many years. Lose all my worth just by showing my hurt like the best I can ask for is hiding my fear.
Unless you